This is the third part of questions that Bikash Sharma put. I hope that devotees found the other two podcasts in regards to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informative. Since we live in Kali Yuga, we should be prepared for the fact that people will challenge everyone and everything, including the Supreme Lord, His incarnations, and His teachings. That was the case when Prakashananda Saraswati questioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why he was dancing and singing instead of studying Vedanta Sutra, as sannyasis are meant to do. So here, once again, we see that brahmanas, who are really meant to be the leaders of society, neither recognize the Yuga avatar, neither do they accept him, but instead they criticize him, find fault with him. So therefore, it shouldn't come as a surprise when devotees are treated in a like manner. Srila Prabhupada was criticized by his godbrothers constantly, and still is. Srila Prabhupada's followers, his disciples, grand disciples, are also criticized from different angles of vision. In some Western countries, Krishna consciousness is viewed as a cult. In fact, just yesterday I was in the parliament in Brussels meeting with a senator who was a very likable and favorable person, but he was pointing out why Krishna consciousness, including Hinduism, are categorized as a cult in Belgium, just by default. In other words, because they are not part of the accepted Christian tradition, therefore automatically they become a cult. And while I asked what the particular reasons for that were, there are no real reasons for making such a decision, but rather a paranoia of something which is strange, which is different, which is new, and which doesn't fit in people's paradigm of what they're used to as being acceptable religion. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar is something really out of the ordinary. He's not coming as the Supreme Lord, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's coming as the Lord's own devotee. And because devotees don't identify themselves with the Supreme Lord, but always envisage that they are servants of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to great pains to cover his godhood. And for that reason, those who don't see through the eyes of our acharyas, they cannot recognize, they cannot understand Lord Chaitanya's identity. This was the case when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya initially challenged Gopinath about his affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gopinath gave so many quotes as to why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar. And he concluded his statement by saying, "But you're a dry speculator, you're a logician, you're a study of Vedanta Sutra, and because you don't have the mercy of the Lord, therefore you can't understand Him." And this is a very important point. Unless we actually are the recipients of Krishna's mercy, we cannot understand His janma, karma. We cannot understand that these things are divyam, are transcendental. So Gopinath quoted Lord Brahma. He said, "Prasada lesha anugrihita vihi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimya." He says that unless one has a drop of your mercy, he cannot understand you. So these people who challenge Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should recognize as being devoid of even a drop of the Lord's mercy. And of course, how do you get the Lord's mercy? You get it through the Lord's devotees, by chanting the holy name, taking prasadam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of Vaishnavas. One develops a little faith, and on the basis of that, one can then progress further. So this is what preaching means. Preaching means to give people faith, that by investing that faith, they can then accept the precepts and practices of Krishna consciousness and become advanced Vaishnavas. Okay, what is the third question? Well, this one makes my hair stand on end, makes me bristle, and may make some of you as well. Finally, the concept of ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya, although a very esoteric subject matter, is sometimes dismissed as mental health problems and epilepsy. Lord Chaitanya's chart indicates that he would suffer from these. It also seemingly mentions dental problems, but Lord Chaitanya, being the Supreme Lord, should not have these. So, of course, once again, we're faced here in answering this question is, someone reads the astrological chart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sorry, I was just disturbed there by someone coming in. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's astrological chart indicates his divinity, and when that chart was read by Nilambara Chakravarti upon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, he immediately recognized that this was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why is that? Because he was a devotee, because he was a Vaishnava, because he was not a challenger of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tattva. And this is something that all devotees should be aware of. Astrology is not simply a cut-and-dry science that is based upon someone churning out some mathematical formulas and then easily just reading off the story that the stars and planets tell, but rather it depends on interpretation and understanding. So a Vaishnav will see things in one way, and a non-Vaishnav will see it in another way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy will be viewed by a non-Vaishnav in terms of a disturbance of life airs, because ecstatic symptoms are a byproduct of the contact of the life airs with different material elements. Those same contact of life airs with material elements are also the cause or the symptom of certain material diseases. So when a materialistic person, an atheistic person, says this, then he will say, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suffered from epilepsy. Now this is not just something which is seen by this so-called Brahmana. It's also something that a very prominent Indologist in America had written of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he was an epileptic, because that's the only way that he could relate or explain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's symptoms of ecstasy in materialistic terms, in layman terms. Or they may think that it's a mental health problem, it's a derangement of the psyche to just babble on, to talk inconsistently, to phase in and out of different states of consciousness. So when a materialist looks at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, and they will say, oh yes, he suffers from these material diseases. But a Vaishnava will understand this in a different way, because once again, his consciousness is different, therefore his perception and understanding of these things is different. And we should remember, Prahlad Maharaj says, Chana Avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a covered incarnation. And in the same way as Lord Krishna left behind him a material body so that atheistic people will have their evidence to say, well, just see, he's not the Supreme Lord because here is a material body that he left behind. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives arguments to materialistic people to prove that there are material explanations, or what they would say, scientific explanations, empiric explanations, to the many ecstatic symptoms that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed. For instance, dental problems. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have dental problems. But it's described that in his exhibition of ecstasy, his teeth would be shaking, they would be rattling, and they would become loose. And devotees would be afraid that his teeth would fall out. Now that's certainly a dental problem if you're simply a dentist. But if you're a highly advanced transcendentalist, then it's a symptom of ecstasy. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's repeatedly described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms were only exhibited by Srimati Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. In other words, there are regular symptoms of ecstasy, not that any ecstatic symptom is regular, but for those devotees who have achieved the spiritual platform and on the platform of bhava and prema. And there are extraordinary ecstatic symptoms that are only exhibited by those on the stage of mahabhav, or the highest stages of mahabhav. So just like it's described how the Lord's loving pastimes with the gopis is the highest expression of transcendental love, but in the material world it's viewed as being the lowest exchange, that is the paramour relationship between a man and woman. Similarly, the highest expression of love of Godhead, namely ecstasy, is seen as a material defect when viewed through mundane eyes. So how to explain these things to materialistic people? The ultimate answer is that you can only use reason and logic, and one should stop there. We should not give too much access to materialistic people, to transcendental subjects, because they are aparadis, they are offenders. And we may commit the offense of Ashvarate Pi Ashchinvati Ashupade Shashivanama Parada to the Holy Name, preaching the glories of the Holy Name to the faithless. So we should use logic and argument, and if people cannot understand that, then we should terminate such discussions and, as Bikash rightly did, separate oneself from such ill-meaning and wicked-minded persons. But in order to purify ourselves from these type of doubts and criticism, let's hear a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bodily transformations, his great symptoms of ecstasy, and how his eternally liberated associates appreciated and wondered at these wonderful transformations. Just hearing about them can be startling for practicing devotees. Then how should we expect non-devotees to relate to such things? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, "I'm simply trying to write about Lord Gaurachandra's transcendental activities and spiritual madness, which are very wonderful and uncommon. I dare to write of them only because I've heard from the mouths of those who've personally seen the Lord's activities. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Absorbed in ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted and talked like a madman day and night. In the company of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once passed half the night talking about the pastimes of the Lord. As they talked of Krishna, Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing songs exactly suitable for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental emotions. To complement the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy would quote verses from the books of Vidyapati and Chandidas, and especially from the Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. At intervals, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also recite a verse, then in great lamentation he would explain it. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed half the night experiencing varieties of emotions. Finally, after making the Lord lie down on his bed, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy returned to their homes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant Govinda lay down at the door of his room, and the Lord very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all night. Suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the vibration of Krishna's flute. Then, in ecstasy, he began to depart to see Lord Krishna. All three doors were fastened as usual, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, nevertheless got out of the room and left the house. He went to a cowshed on the southern side of the Singhadwara. There the Lord fell down unconscious amongst cows from the district of Tailanga. Meanwhile, not hearing any sounds from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda immediately sent for Swarup Damodar and opened the doors. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami lit a torch and went out with all the devotees to search for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After searching here and there, they finally came to the cowshed near the Singhadwara. There, they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lying unconscious among the cows. His arms and legs had ended the trunk of his body, exactly like those of a tortoise. His mouth was foaming, there were eruptions on his body, and tears flowed from his eyes. As the Lord lay there unconscious, his body resembled a large pumpkin. Externally, he was completely inert, but within, he felt overwhelming transcendental bliss. All the cows around the Lord were sniffing his transcendental body. When the devotees tried to check them, they refused to give up their association with the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees tried to rouse the Lord by various means, but his consciousness did not return. Therefore, they all lifted him and brought him back home. All the devotees began to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra very loudly in the Lord's ears, and after a considerable time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained consciousness. When he regained consciousness, his arms and legs came out of his body, and his whole body returned to normal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and then sat down again. Looking here and there, he inquired for Swarup Damodar, "Where have you brought me?" After hearing the vibration of a flute, I went to Vrindavan, and there I saw Krishna, the son of Manda Maharaj, was playing on his flute in the pasturing grounds. He brought Srimati Radharani to a bower by signaling with his flute. Then he entered within that bower to perform pastimes with her. I entered the bower just behind Krishna, my ears captivated by the sound of his ornaments. I saw Krishna and the gopis enjoying all kinds of pastimes while laughing and joking together. Hearing their vocal expressions enhanced the joy of my ears. Just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound and brought me back here by force. Because you brought me back here, I could no longer hear the nectarian voices of Krishna and the gopis, nor could I hear the sounds of their ornaments or the flute. In great ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Swarup Damodar in a faltering voice, "My ears are dying of thirst. Please recite something to quench this thirst. Let me hear it." Understanding the ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar in a sweet voice recited the following verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis said, "My dear Lord Krishna, where is that woman within the three worlds who would not be captivated by the rhythms of the sweet songs coming from your wonderful flute? Who would not fall down from the path of chastity in this way? Your beauty is the most sublime within the three worlds. Upon seeing your beauty, even cows, birds, animals, and trees in the forest are stunned in jubilation." Upon hearing this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, overwhelmed with the ecstasy of the gopis, began to explain it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The gopis entered the arena of the rasa dance in ecstasy, but after hearing Krishna's words of negligence and detachment, they understood that he was going to renounce them. Thus they began to chastise him in anger. Oh dear lover," they said, "please answer just one question. Who among all the youthful women within this universe is not attracted by the sound of your flute? When you play your flute, the vibration acts like a messenger in the form of a yogini, perfect in the art of chanting mantras. This messenger enchants all the women of the universe and attracts them to you. Then she increases their anxiety and induces them to give up the regulative principle of obeying superiors. Finally, she forcibly brings them to you to surrender in amorous love. The vibration of your flute, accompanied by your glance, which pierces us forcibly with the arrows of lust, induces us to ignore the regulative principles of religious life. Thus we become excited by lusty desires and come to you, giving up all shame and fear. But now you are angry with us. You are finding fault with our violating religious principles and leaving our homes and husbands, and you instruct us about religious principles. We become helpless. We know that this is all a well-planned trick. You know how to make jokes that cause the complete annihilation of women, but we can understand that your real mind works and behaves if you are different. Therefore, please give up all these clever tricks. The nectarian buttermilk of your flute's vibration, the nectar of your sweet words, and the nectarian sound of your ornaments mix together to attract our ears, minds, and lives. In this way, you are killing us." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these words in a mood of anger as he floated on the waves of ecstatic love. Merged in an ocean of anxiety, he recited a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani expressing the same emotion. Then he personally explained the verse and thus tasted the sweetness of Krishna. So in conclusion, who can understand these transcendental expressions of divine madness, of bodily transformations? This is something which is the realm of very exalted personalities. We should offer obeisances to the madness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should listen attentively to his expressions of divine love. We should worship these divine symptoms, his incarnation, his tattva, his bodily features, the transformations of his beautiful body that allow his teeth to loosen within his mouth, the limbs of his body to enter into his body and make him look like a pumpkin. And by worshipping these wonderful bodily transformations, Lord Chaitanya's characteristics will become ornamented with the qualities of pure Vaishnavas. Materialistic people will never understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will never understand devotees. And even when we are so fortunate as to exhibit ecstatic symptoms, even when we are so fortunate as to be absorbed in love of God, they will simply think, oh, just see, he's gotten sick. The result of Krishna consciousness is that this person is ill. But it will be advanced devotees who will think, ah, this person has acquired the greatest treasure. And when devotees pass on to the transcendental realm, leaving this material body behind, their relatives, materialistic people will simply think, oh, he has given up his body due to some ailment. What was the benefit of all this Krishna consciousness if he could not even leave his body like many materialistic people, watching television at night or just in his sleep? So we should see that what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita is the rule of thumb in this world. Yanisha sarabhutanam tasyam jagati samyami tasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato muni. Materialistic people see the activities of transcendentalists in a mundane way. And for them, the ecstasy is their sense gratification. And for us devotees, we will always see the wonderful realm of Krishna consciousness as the only world in which to live, and the world of the materialists as nothing more than hell. Kaivoya narakayati. Hare Krishna.